can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm not Lexi.
It's my mom.
You're not the Foolish Sisters. But now I'm with Gabby.
Yeah, Shelly's back. She's been on the podcast more than I have lately.
No, just twice. I haven't been on since December. I got lots to talk about.
She's doing her Florida World Tour, bouncing around all of our family's houses.
Yes, my two-week Florida World Tour.
So she was with Lexi for how many days?
I was with you first.
Well, yeah.
In Nashville, and then I was with Lexi for 3 days.
And now here for, I get her for a day. But whatever.
Your grandmother.
We spent a whole 12-hour car ride together.
Yes, we did. So we had a lot of quality time. But I had to come see my cloud boy.
Hi. Who got a haircut and looks so stinking cute.
He's
they
so
finally
handsome.
Did his haircut right. So at least I don't have to find a new groomer because I was very stressed out about that. Because
I know, me too.
Finding a new anything down here where we live is very hard because honestly, like majority of places really only speak Spanish. And trying to do anything over the phone to find someone. I know no Spanish, so I feel like I cannot even communicate through that. So I was very stressed about, like, trying to find something new. So, good news. The groomers worked. I just, like, mentioned to them beforehand, like, hey, can we go back to the way you used to cut his hair? Because I don't know what the heck's been happening lately. So, good news. All of that as well. But
man, he's so handsome.
He is, huh? But we are going to just kind of chat today.
Yes, because I chatted with Lexi for a while, and I made sure I saved some of my life stuff for you and gave her some. We did a lot of just regular life things, no cheer stuff. And then we talked about weddings because she's getting ready for Maddie's wedding. And heaven forbid she gets ready
for her
own
wedding. Seriously.
So that's coming, though, I think. I think she made a decision today. She texted me at the pool. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, I was sitting next to you.
I know. But I didn't. I went off with something else. So I will have to update you on that. But that's
so,
where we are. So
before anything, we'll get into our life dates. I have life dates. I just
life dates.
Put that right together. Life updates.
I do that a lot.
Because I have some pretty exciting ones this week, guys. So since the last time we talked, I'm famous now, okay? I have a Getty Images of me. Just kidding. But I had the Alex Earl party, which was honestly so much fun. So I thought when I got the invite that I was like, okay, this is probably gonna be a huge party. Like literally anyone that has over like X amount of followers that lives in the Miami, South Florida area probably got an invite. But shockingly, it was like a pretty intimate party. Like there was maybe, this is something I'm so bad at. I cannot estimate how many people, like I can't put a number to like seeing people. So I'm gonna be honest, the way I put it in my head is, okay, TGLC consists of 38 people. I feel like I know genuinely what like 38 people on like the floor, cheer floor looks like.
Oh my goodness.
So I would say it was like around 50 people. That's it. I would think.
Yeah, and there were that many?
Well, that many. I thought there was going to be way more. If I got an invite, I thought it was literally going to be like anyone
well,
under
know
the sun.
That, but in the pictures, I didn't see a lot of people. So
okay, so maybe 50
out.
Even is too many. I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm terrible with like putting a number to how many things there are, but it was a lot more intimate than I expected. Randomly, I'm scrolling on TikTok before, like, Justin's about to get ready and we're about to leave. And if you guys have been following me for a while, I'm sure you know Elena. I was on, we were both on 005 with her. I was on TGLC with her too. And I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see a video of her saying that she's going to the Alex Earl party. And I'm like, call her right now. It turns out, so if you guys also follow Alex Earl, she did a giveaway to do, she like ran a contest to choose two people that are just like followers of her that live in the area to come to the party. And Elena's friend won the contest. She was one of the two people that won, and they brought Elena as a plus one, which was just a crazy coincidence. But I was so happy she was there because that at least kind of like eased something in my mind going in knowing, okay, at least I know one person. So at least it won't just be like me and Justin stuck in the corner not knowing anyone, even though he's social. And at those events, everyone's kind of like networking and talking, so it's not that big of a deal. But we got there, met Elena right away before we even walked in. So we all walked in together. They had the pink carpet set up right away with like the little Amino Lean X Alex Earl thing set up. And the photographer was taking our pictures, but I had no idea it was like paparazzi status pictures. But we took our picture and then he asked Justin like, hey, write down your names, make sure it spells correctly. So I had no idea why. I didn't realize they were like that. I just thought there was like some photographer, videographer guys going around the whole night. I just thought like they just wanted pictures for the event. I had no idea it was that like official. So we did that, and then they immediately like hand you, well, they had like all of her products around for everyone. And then it was literally just, if anyone's been to Nikki Beach, it wasn't the outside part of Nikki Beach, which is what we all basically expected. Almost everyone did. Everyone thought we were going to be outside.
She dressed for the outside.
But they have like an inside like bar restaurant kind of area.
And what's the name called?
It's called Nikki Beach.
Nikki.
Oh. Cute little setup they had, but yeah, it was a small little venue with not that many people. So it was a very intimate setting. Like everyone was talking to everyone. Her whole family was there. She was just bouncing around talking to everyone. And then I did try her drink. It is phenomenal. I will say that. Normally with energy drinks, when they try to do like a berry flavor, it is like so over the top sugary. And it was genuinely really good. Tried that. We just had some, they had like a bar set up of like certain drinks that you could order, open bar, and they had little like hors d'oeuvres going around. But they were very, you know, when hors d'oeuvres are just a little too fancy, you're like, I just want like a cheeseburger slider. Like, give me something basic. Like, I mean, they had little like California rolls going around, so that was good. And then I don't even remember what some of the other ones were, but we talked to her for a little bit. She was super nice. We were hanging around actually a decent amount of time with Shannon and Josh from US Love Island. I don't know what season number. I think it was last year's or like the year before technically, because now we're into 2023. They were super fun, but I knew we had like mutual friends and I knew she was a cheerleader before. So conversations were very easygoing. We'll honestly probably hang out with them again in the future. Like, we,
because where do they live?
They're in the Delray area, which is where we wish we lived, but we're there all the time because that's where Justin's friends are, and that's just like a better scene of going out and like what we want. So we're there all the time, so I'm sure we'll hang out with them again because they were awesome. We talked to them a lot, and then yeah, I know the night was just fun. We ended up we were gonna show up late and just stay literally maybe like 2 hours at most and just go home
the next morning at 6,
and Justin had a really busy week of work, so we just didn't think that we were gonna enjoy it as much as we did. And then obviously like it was a big opportunity, so yeah, we ended up staying the whole night until it was over, and then I had to get at the airport at like 5 a.m. the next morning to fly to Nashville. Yeehaw,
you were not fun in Nashville. Well,
yeah, so we'll get, okay, listen. So yeah, so I landed in Nashville like 7 a.m. Luckily, Shelly drove because she wanted to spend the weekend in Nashville, and it just worked out anyway because she was driving her way to Florida, so it was just like a pit stop in the middle. But luckily, it worked out that she drove right to the airport because everyone else, like normally, we get really early flights. I'm assuming they're the cheapest, so I get it, because we obviously don't book them ourselves because like all of Top Gun staff flies together. And then our hotel rooms are never ready. So normally I just knock out in the hotel lobby.
Landed in Nashville at 7:30 and they're an hour behind. I made sure I only worked a half a morning that day. And she worked morning half a day. And then I drove to make sure I was there.
So she was there the night before.
I think I got in, well, midnight our time, but it was 11. Maybe it was 11 their time, 10 our, or no, 11 our time, 10 their time. Yeah. So I could stay at the hotel and then we could go back and
get you. So luckily she had the room from the night before, so everything was ready. I could go right to a bed to sleep because I didn't get much sleep obviously the night before. And then on the plane, normally I can sleep so easily, but for some reason I was freezing and I don't know how, because I was in full-on leggings and a hoodie, but it was really cold.
Mama travels with a blanket and a pillow.
I always bring a pillow, but
airplane ride.
I never need a blanket anymore. Oh, but this was weird
sweats,
that.
So that's surprising.
Yeah,
because I'm not.
Normally, I just wear full on sweat, so I don't need the blanket. But yeah, I don't know.
Always freezing.
So I slept for a little bit in the hotel, and then Shelly loves a good Nashville trip. However, Shelly loves a good Nashville trip with her friends.
Shelly loves a good Nashville trip during the week.
And when she's with people that bar hop for a reason because they're drinking. Like, Shelly doesn't even really drink at every bar hop spot.
No, I just like to look at people and but country music.
We were there. There was something happening in Nashville. And we were there on the weekend.
A lot of things happening.
And it was beautiful weather. So it was,
I will say, it was miserably crowded.
It was terrible. Like, we tried to go, well, the first night we just went to a restaurant, which is your favorite restaurant there.
Yes, it's called The Stillery, and it's on 2nd Street. Highly recommend. favorite. I'm mad we only got there once, but I'm going back the first week of May, so I'll get it again.
And we got, what did we, it's
so hot chicken, melted, mac and cheese, yeah, and then
the melted cheese. What is that called?
The melted cheese ball. I don't know what it was called, but it's like,
it's an appetizer. It's like melted cheese with marinara sauce and
pesto bread.
Yeah, a very weird combination, but it was very good mixed together.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I've been trying to copycat it for a while. I think it has like some goat and some Bort, what's that cheese that Lexi likes? Borson and some other cheeses. I've tried to copy it, but it's phenomenal.
It was very good.
And burrata maybe.
And so was hot chicken mac and cheese, also hit the spot.
Yes, and they have good pizzas and burgers, and I can't wait to go back.
So luckily,
and they had my favorite drink, the Hecho. So, oh, I could use that too. The vodka soda, which I got in Florida, and I can't believe they have it in Nashville. I'm actually going to get some delivered to the house for boat season, but that was good. So we just listened. We went upstairs and the one girl was singing. She was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. And I hate when live music is so loud that I can't even hear myself talk. For some reason, I don't know what it, like the science behind it is. I don't know if it's like the frequency of my voice. I cannot make my voice loud. Like when I feel like I yell, I still feel like my voice is not loud. Hence why I carry a megaphone everywhere I go when I'm coaching.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because even like other people, like I can, even at like the Alex Earl party, I feel like I was having to literally like scream just to be able to talk to people. Hmm. But everyone else, I feel like, could talk almost normal. I don't know what it is. But I don't like live music when it's loud. So luckily that night wasn't bad. It wasn't crowded. That was
Friday night. We did that. We didn't do much else.
And then the competition. So we were there for a competition with my senior two team, but it was a different kind of competition. So it was Cheer Source, and it was all about the competition itself was supposed to be in Vegas last year, so it was all about like gambling and money, and they wanted to make it like inspired by Vegas. However, this year was in Nashville, so that part didn't really make sense. But
it's always going to be in Nashville now.
What I was told, it was going back to Vegas, but maybe it was a success, so they are going to leave it. I don't know. But they just wanted to make it more of an experience than just like a normal competition. So Friday night, they had a whole event for all the cheerleaders. And it was interesting, but most of it was good. Yes.
Cause none of them wanted to stay cause they weren't sure what it was going to be, but like, oh, it could be good. There's supposed to be some good names, kind of. Nobody I really knew, but
there was the UK dance team, which was very entertaining. Yeah, they were great.
Two guys that did some circ stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy. Great. That was good. A few singers, obviously, which were good.
Singers were good.
But, and then they just threw in some other, like, random acts that didn't really have a place.
Well, it's not really thrilling, but hey.
But it was something fun, different for a competition, yeah. So that was Friday night, and then we just went back to the hotel, right? We were pretty tired.
Yeah, we didn't go downtown, so.
But, okay, here's the thing.
We kind of walked on Broadway. I drove by Broadway so you could see everything on Friday, and it was crowded and that.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I made you go down, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, so we had the competition in the morning. But I only had one team there, so it was very relaxed. I didn't have to be there very long or very early.
Yeah, right. We got to sleep in. I worked out.
Yeah, so we just went to the competition for their day one. And then the way it works is you find out if you're in the top four. So you basically compete against your level instead of just your division. So they were level two. So they compete against every single level two team. And then the top four highest scoring level two teams immediately went to the cash round. And then everyone else went to the play-in round to then compete again against all the level two teams.
So you could have competed three times.
And then, they only took the one winner of the play-in round to then go to the cash round. So,
and then, that was good cash. Sunday night.
So they, unfortunately, didn't make it all the way through to the cash round. So they made it to the play-in round. So that was it for day one. And then we went out to, what did we do?
So Saturday afternoon, we had time in between finding out. So I did take you downtown to get something to eat, and wasn't that Saturday?
What did we do? What did we eat Saturday?
We went to that bar, and we had that burrito.
Oh,
and you wanted chili cheese fries.
Yeah, I was randomly craving chili cheese fries. I don't know where that came from, but.
So we went to a bar on Broadway, and that one wasn't as packed, but every rooftop, every.
Well, yeah, so then after that, because we got done eating early.
I tried to get you on a rooftop. We went to first Luke Bryan and Jason L. Dean's, and it was
terrible.
Crazy crowded.
It is shoulder to shoulder, and I'm like, I don't even think this would be fun if I was with people that like even the, if you wanted that kind of scene, I still don't think it was fun.
Right.
Like it was so crowded, the music was so loud.
It was both was your worst like, nightmare. Yeah. Crowded and loud. So no, we didn't stay.
Terrible. And like for me and mom, who we're not even gonna order a drink. Like she would maybe order one.
Right.
So like what were we doing there? Like it was just not the vibe at all.
So then I tried to get her to another one across the street that didn't look too packed. It was Kimmy's favorite. The
singer was
Redneck
rough.
Riviera.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that singer was really bad and it was still crowded even though it didn't look it. So we left. I gave up on Broadway.
It just wasn't, I guess if you're going to Nashville and you really want to experience it, she says go during the week.
Yeah, see, we always go during the week. When I'm so there in May, not, we're going to be there Monday to Thursday.
Because it was just, I mean, listen, if you're there for a bachelorette party and you're literally there to get drunk, then sure, it's probably a blast. Just not for me.
Yeah, and we knew we had to go back Saturday night, so we went back to the competition. Found out.
Well, yeah, because then they announced all the, like, division standings at the end.
Right. So you had to go back. You had to compete again Sunday morning for that
last
spot.
But Saturday night we went to the 12:30 club?
Yeah, so we went back to the hotel, rested, got ready. And then a girl from Erie, actually, our hometown, who Gabby danced with. Brenna never cheered. Did she cheer?
I don't know.
I don't know, Brenna Bone. Did you ever cheer? We'll have to figure that out. But her and her sister danced for sure. I'm not sure if they cheered. Great family. And
she sings in Nashville.
She now sings in Nashville.
So luckily we got in because I didn't think we were going to because the guy was kind of, well, the guy was nice, but the lady at the front was like, sorry, there's no tables and like, you good luck finding somewhere
right
at the bar.
And I contacted her, told her we were going to be there because I'd like to see her. So she told us the 12:30 club at 10:30 p.m., which is a little late for Gab and I on competition weekends, but we made it happen. Yeah, so we went to this place and we didn't have, I asked her if we needed reservations. And she said, no, probably not if you're not eating. Well,
yeah, it must
we
have
ate
just
a later lunch, we probably we needed to eat.
And it also, I feel like, was just extra packed for whatever reason. But luckily
it was
we got
a nicer place, though.
Corner
it wasn't as packed.
Spot on the bar. And Shelly is just too nice and talks to everyone.
No.
Yes.
Well, they talk to me
yes
and then
no
I just answer.
Yeah, but like, I give them the cold shoulder and then no one talks to me.
Yes. No, I like talking
so
to people.
So, of course, it's drunk men
yeah,
just coming
Brenna's
up.
Yeah, I got
Brenna's
drink paid for.
Yeah.
I got
that was it.
I guess that's it. But they were nice people. Gave us
no, the
chairs.
Ones next to us were nice. It was
the
drunk the guy
drunk
that came
guy
up
that came
just
over
kept going over and over and
yeah,
over. And
I know. I
was. I'm confused
because
he said his mom was cute.
But then she died. I felt bad. Then he said
no,
she died.
I felt bad for that. But his stories weren't making
his
sense.
His mom's
and
cute
and
young, but she's dead now. And I'm like, what? That's horrible. But he didn't seem sad. It was kind of weird.
Very drunk. Nothing added up. Just, I don't
he
even know what
us
he wanted to get accomplished by talking to us. I no clue. But mom just like entertains anyone that comes up and I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, but like who wants to just talk to these people? He's drunk. You don't have to be nice to him. Like
I had nothing else to do.
I guess.
I'm sure he was trying to get to you, not eventually, but he didn't make it that far. You probably gave him that look.
Yeah,
like,
I just don't talk to anyone.
Away from me.
So yeah, we stayed for a little bit. She sang, it was great. And then obviously we had to go because I had to be up early the next morning because we didn't make the cash round. So we were up pretty early. They competed. It wasn't their best weekend, but it was still fun. It was a fun experience for them because last year that team didn't get to go out of state for a competition at all. So it was still like,
oh yeah, they
definitely
loved the Nashville
yeah
part.
The experience of it was amazing and I'm very happy that they got to be a part of that for the first time. And then our competition, we were done so early because of that. And then mom was driving home. But my flight wasn't until
not
like
home. I was driving to
well
Florida.
To Florida. That's what I meant, to my home. but my flight wasn't until like 3 something p.m. the next day, and we
yeah,
were
so
done
we got
by
something to eat. What did we get?
We were done by like 1 p.m. Sunday.
Yeah, we got Noodles and Company.
So we were gonna just like kill time, go explore a different area of Nashville. So yeah, we got Noodles and Company. We're like hanging by the hotel pool, and I'm like, we literally, like, why don't I just go home with you? Like, we can start the drive. You have to drive anyway. I would rather you not drive alone. And I'm going to be home hours before I would have if I take the flight. So, ended up just driving home with her. We went about halfway-ish.
Yeah, a little before. I couldn't make it to Valdosta, Georgia. So, it was
yeah,
right
somewhere
that
in Georgia.
Somewhere Tifton, Georgia, maybe.
And then just woke
got
up and
hotel,
drove.
Slept a couple hours.
And drove the rest Monday
well,
morning.
Way, but I had to take you to the airport. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because my car was at the airport. But luckily we had the perfect match to watch, but we're going to get into that later. I want to like separate this so we can get into our favorites, and then we'll talk about everything else that we've been doing in the meantime. But anything else to say for life update wise?
No, we're going to get into all my cheer comps and life update as we go. After that. Or do you want it now?
After. We'll do all that after.
No, because I pretty much told him my whole life story last week with Lexi, so.
Perfect. And we're already 20 minutes in.
Right? Your
life update. I mean, everything else this week, we've honestly just been, we have a lot of company. Mom's here, Justin's sister, and his friend is coming next week. Yeah, well, coming in, but staying here next week. So we just have been deep cleaning the apartment. That's pretty much it,
that's
honestly.
That's what I did. Lexi's, like, clean because then Sean's sister and kids came in, so that was... Cleaned hers. I went to grandma's, cleaned hers, and now I gotta finish yours up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, other than that, not I really much, don't think I've job. Been. Yeah, thank you. We worked hard. Don't think I've been doing much. It's just world's grind time now. So, all right, let's get into our favorites.
What is your favorite?
Are you Mine is. First? I'll go.
Okay.
So, on the topic of cleaning, I got the little green machine because I feel like I've seen it everywhere, and my couch. Is unfortunately the kind of material, which I will not make this mistake again, but the material is just bad. You can't really, it's like cloth. A cloth, and the cushion covers don't come off to throw in the wash. So I will 100% be getting a couch that you can just take off the cushion covers and chuck them in the wash, because I feel like that is best case scenario. But the couch was just dirty, and I was like, I don't know what else to do. I've been seeing this thing everywhere. So I ordered the little green machine off Amazon, which I will say, I went to go Bissell. However, I went to go look it up on TikTok, and the one video I watched, all the comments were saying that they bought it from the website and they never got it in, but they couldn't get their money back. Very weird scenario, but the lady also got hers off Amazon. I had great, no problems on Amazon. It came literally the next day. So definitely recommend getting it off Amazon, not through the website. I don't know. I can't say anything about that because I didn't order it through there, but just to be careful off of what I heard. But it's one of the things that you like fill it with soap and water, and then you just, it sprays water and it like sucks it all up. And then the aftermath of the water is absolutely disgusting. So I feel like I still need to do maybe like one more coat of the whole couch, but it definitely worked. And yeah, the water's absolutely nasty after. It's so gross, but just shows that it worked. So that's my favorite. Yeah. It was like $100, which in my eyes, I feel like anything that's like cleaning related is always, I would say 100 normally, even more. So I would say for the money, it was worth it. It definitely cleaned helped. It yeah.
Nice. Yes, it looks good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
All right. My favorite?
Yeah. What is it?
I have so many. And so many to choose from. Lexi made me her vodka sauce, which was phenomenal. I think she talked about it before.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
If not here in her vlogs. I've been really into these rice and lettuce bowls with,
yeah, you had another one today, a rice bowl.
Lettuce in it. Yeah, I had one today from, Belay with some salmon. I've been into salmon too, but I'd have to say my new favorite, is the L'Oreal Tinted Moisturizer. I used to use one a couple years ago and then I stopped using it and went to like the Bare Minerals and the Maybelline B-Fit powders and stuff. But then Lexi gave me some. L'Oreal, and I went back to it, and I do love it. It, like, just goes on so smooth. It keeps your face nice. It's a good. I do the primer, do that, and then makeup, and it seems to hold everything together, and I like it.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, so let's talk about everything else. I guess, do you want to start with your ancestry story? Because this will have been two podcasts ago now.
Yeah, two podcasts ago, because I just listened to it on my drive, and you and your sister were trying to debate on the whole ancestry thing. Ben Roethlisberger, that wasn't really an ancestry thing. It was so long ago that
it was literally a family tree, right?
Before the ancestry thing. So I think you were right there. It was a family tree that a great aunt of mine from Ohio she sent away for it. So it's not like, so it's almost the same thing, but she sent away for this family tree and it came back and, you know, grandma, it was one Saturday there, she made us sit there
and look through it.
Oh, it was awful. Remember? But yes. Then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, look up Ben Roethlisberger's birthday because it says he's on this family tree. And Lexi looked it up and we found out that Ben Roethlisberger was indeed a relative of ours, his grandmother and my grandmother.
No, I think it's one more. I think it's his great and your...
No, You're great.
Oh, okay.
My grandmother and his grandmother
were cousins?
Were first cousins. Yeah, not sisters. First cousins. Yes. So I remember that whole thing. Remember we sent him a page of the family
tree. Yeah, he never answered.
Never answered, totally ignored us. But he did call the family tree guy and updated his family tree at one point. So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. You could at least said hi. I didn't want your free tickets or anything, but whatever. So that was a family tree, but it was a professionally done family tree. The other thing that Lex, you were talking about was the ancestry thing. Probably 2 summers ago, I think it was during COVID. 2 summers ago, we got my mother's brother. Yes. So I think my sister got a message from somebody that said they did their DNA testing and that my sister showed up on their family tree. Lo and behold, this girl was my mother's neighbor's daughter. So my mother watched this girl grow up and here found out, which we never knew, that this girl was adopted, and here my uncle was her father.
Yeah, it's just...
So we ended up figuring it out. She met him. She now talks to my uncle and my cousins. So she is a partial cousin, a half cousin of mine. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
The funny part was is they couldn't figure out who the mother was.
There's no such thing as a half cousin because...
Well, it's my uncle's daughter, but it's...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter who the aunt... Yeah, it doesn't matter who the mom is because
it's... So she is my cousin, but she used to be my mother's neighbor's daughter. So I've known her as my mother's neighbor's daughter. Now she's my cousin. But
I feel like there's so many stories like that because ever since the like DNA testing came back.
Isn't it weird? Because they find people and then people look on Facebook and they find them and they just show somewhere down the line you're related to this person. And it's people that had to do the DNA testing also. So I think my cousin Missy and them, that's how we found it. But that was interesting. But yeah, so now she's a relative.
All right, next topic. Perfect match. So I felt like we had to watch it. I didn't for the longest time until things become like viral on TikTok. And then I'm like, okay, I want to know the drama because I listened before I even watched the show. I listened to the Francesca podcast on Nick Vile's podcast, like the Vile Files. And so I already knew like her backstory of it. And I wasn't planning on watching the show. And then we had nothing to watch anyway. And it was like, listen,
in Nashville and on our drive,
trashy reality TV. It's no matter how terrible it is, it's always entertaining, no matter what.
Right.
So we started watching it. The first episode was really cringy and like hard to watch, kind of.
Then it got good.
But then it's like, right, like you want to keep watching to know.
Third episode in was
good. Netflix is just pumping out these dating shows with every different topic possible. This one, I think, was.
I like the theme of this one. Well,
because I think it was modeled after Love Island.
But yeah, it was the same as the rest where they do competitions.
No, but it really was. It's like, okay, they have the recoupling, which Perfect Match calls it. You have to match up. You have to share the bed with that person. Like it really was almost all after Love Island. So which I get because Love Island is so successful. In my eyes, I think it's the most successful dating show. I think it has the most successful couples that are still dating years later. Married, babies. Like I really think it's probably the best dating show if you want to go on and because it's longer than The Bachelor. You're dating, the man's dating 40 girls at once. You're not living with them. Love Island, you're spending 24/7 with that person. You're sharing a bed. You're seeing how they live. You're literally spending 24/7 with them. So you're learning everything about them. The only difference is when you go into the outside world, obviously you have all those outside factors, but most of the time they are so already like 2 months into the relationship that like they make it work on the outside.
Who is the commentator, host of
Love It's Island? Been changing a lot. Okay. So
what did Nick Lachey and his wife do that we watched?
Love what is Blind. Love is Blind. And The Ultimatum? Which one else did they do?
Oh, maybe it was The Ultimatum. That's the one I was thinking of. Because are any of these people from The Ultimatum?
Zay was The Ultimatum.
Okay, yes. So it was people were from Ultimatum.
It was from any Netflix Blind, reality show.
Too Hot to Handle. The Mole.
Selling Sunset. Whatever Carousel was from. I've never seen that.
Yeah, I guess they were from.
They were from any reality TV show Netflix. So however,
it wasn't just dating ones.
They filmed this so long ago that they chose people that they probably shouldn't have chose. Like Bartiz was on Love is Blind season 3 and everyone hated them. Rightfully so. Everyone
but
hated him.
But this was filmed before
But it was filmed before it was out, so no one knew really what he was like. Which I think the show would have gone very different if that was the case because he just really like showed his true colors on his Love is Blind season.
The show was filmed like a year and a half.
Yeah. I think. Well, probably even longer now, maybe by the time we watched it, but
Yeah, a year and a half. I think
2021?
March of... Maybe.
I don't remember. But a while ago. Not a single couple lasted, even like...
Oh, I know. I can't believe...
I mean, okay. Well, spoilers, I guess, if you didn't watch. Obviously, I would assume you would know by the time we said... We're talking about Perfect Match. Don't listen if you haven't watched it. But it was out for a while. I was
so hoping Carousel and Joey stayed together. They were perfect together.
I will say, the premise of the show... There was a lot of, like, quote, perfect matches. I'm not saying they were going to last forever, but, like, Shane and Chloe. Oh,
Chloe should have stayed together.
I've seen Shane so...
Normal.
Yeah, like, not spiraling, not freaking out. Like, yeah, he like, it genuinely seemed good for him, them together. Like,
she was just as quirky, so I thought they should have stayed together.
Georgia and Dom, the fact that they won, I don't think they should have won. He's
good, but I think they were put... I think they won because they were put through so many tests of dating other people and neither of them would.
Yes.
And then as soon as they were done, they did.
They, yeah. I still don't really know whose side is true on all that drama because there was even more drama that came out after. But, yeah, it just... I get what they're doing. And listen, I guess it's working because everyone's watching all these shows. Because now everyone's talking about the new Love is Blind season and now I feel like I have to watch it even though I really don't care to watch it. I just like knowing what everyone's talking about.
Right. Well, that's the way it was with me with The Bachelor. I haven't watched it all season because I just thought he was going to be kind of boring. But I did watch the finale. And they were great girls and it was very good. I'm glad I just watched the finale, though. I don't think I need to see. I always like the first episode with the people getting out of the limos and the last episode. I don't need all that middle stuff.
Do you always call it the finale?
Finale?
I feel like, yeah, finale. When do you say finale?
Finale, tomato, tomato. Who knows?
Yeah, but who says tomato too? Like
a tomato.
Yeah, I feel like that's just an accent. That's not like the way to say the word.
I don't know. Finale.
Anyway, Justin and I did finish. I guess we're talking about TV. We did finish Love. No, not Love. Yeah, Love Island. I was gonna say Love is Blind. Love Island UK, the newest season. That's hands down the best reality show. One, you never run out of episodes to watch. I mean, obviously, eventually you do. But there are so many episodes put out all the time. I love Love Island. I think you would like it too.
Did I watch it is, some of it with you guys?
You watched a few episodes with Lexi and I. But like literally maybe Justin? One. Maybe.
Wasn't that the one we were watching with Sherry? Was that Love Island? And we had to keep calling you because Sherry's like, oh my gosh, I'm yes. into this trashy show.
I think so. And yeah, you watched one people? Of them. Well, for the challenges and stuff, yeah. But it's so entertaining. But it's genuinely good because they show like... The normal conversations, the way the competitions are kind of cheesy and cringy, but they don't do those very often. And like I said, it's just one of the most successful dating shows. So we did finish Love Island. I guess spoilers if you plan to watch it and didn't. I would say
this is UK.
Yes, Love Island UK. That's like the most, I think that was the original one. I do like UK better than US. However, they're starting to structure US like UK. I
just
like
the way they talk.
That too. But then like my head voice starts... talking and with an accent saying in it and everything else mate, but I'm happy with the winners because I love that they are just very normal people. Like he's a teacher, she's a social worker. Yeah, almost all the couples are still together right now.
Really?
Granted that just ended like maybe a month ago. Yeah, so it's still fresh filmed. But no, that's filmed live, not live, but it's like only like a day behind. Yeah.
Oh,
it's okay. That's another reason why I really like it. Okay. Is it's like real time. So I'm very happy with the winners. I like that they won because for once I feel like I said, he's a teacher, she's a social worker, very good people. Like they genuinely could probably do great things with the money. And I think they're gonna last. They were a very normal couple. I wish Will and Jesse stayed longer, and I think had it been a different scenario where the couples didn't choose who went home, then Will and Jesse, I think, would have made it way farther.
And they get money on that one.
Just the winners, yeah. But
funny, on Perfect Match, they just got a vacation because they broke up even before the vacation. Yeah. They just got a little bit of money maybe.
So the way it works on Love Island is the couple wins and then the couples choose an envelope. One envelope has something in it and they get to choose if they keep the money themselves or if they split the money. So someone could be in it just to play the game, win all the way, and choose to keep the money for themselves and not split it for the couple. I've never seen that happen.
Wow.
But, yeah, so that was that. I will say, I don't like Shaq and Tanya. I really like Shaq. Tanya did him dirty. was always just a mean girl, kind of. Not like, not necessarily a mean girl where she started problems, but just always worrying about other people's business. Her and Sammy, and I really liked Sammy at first. I really liked Tom and Sammy together. I do still like them together. But Sammy was just always, Sammy and Tanya were always talking about other people. And it just rubbed me the wrong way. But at least I think the people of the UK saw that, because anytime I was on, I was like behind on watching it, but my TikTok feed somehow always knew what episode I was on. So it would show me clips and people talking about the episodes I was just watching, even though the dates were like a couple weeks behind. And most of the people agreed that they didn't like that Sammy and Tanya were always talking about other people, and they liked that the boring couples were at least like nice. And clearly it worked because everyone voted for them and the quote unquote boring couple won. But I love Will and Jesse. I just love Will. And I'm so happy, because I was so sad at the beginning of the season, because he's just a very like kind of flamboyant, more on like the feminine side of being a straight male. Like, he just doesn't care. Like, he is dancing, he's hilarious, he's very like just comforting and over the top, and I like, it was so entertaining to watch. Like, I just want to be best friends with him. But I was worried that, because at first like none of the girls liked him, I was worried that he, unfortunately, like he wasn't going to find someone, and it literally, my heart broke for him. And then Jesse came in and they were perfect together, and I loved them. So they're still together. Literally almost every couple is still together from that season that made it to like the top five or so. So that makes me happy. But yeah, we finished that. That was the other thing we were watching.
We're almost done with You.
Yeah, I totally forgot the other half of the new season came out. So we just started that half now, because I totally forgot. We're
almost at the same spot. So. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I don't think we're going to be able to watch it together.
No, because Justin is going to be gone now, so we probably won't be able to.
Darn.
What else? You read that's Verity. It all. I did. We talked about that.
Books. Yeah, we talked about that. I'll have to get you a next book.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't gotten a new one yet. I think The
Housemaid is best. What else? Oh, Bobby Bones Show. So I started talking about this with Lexi. We ran out of time, and I just love the Bobby Bones Show.
What is it?
Neither of you have ever heard it. So he's a radio personality, originally started in Nashville. He does some TV shows too. Bobby Bones, and there's Radio Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, there's all of them. They're just great. I love listening to them in the morning. They're on Country Channel. I wish we would have saw him when I was in Nashville. But anyway, he had on a story the other day that I was thought of you, and I meant to call you and tell you. But this couple called in. Did I talk to about this? I don't know if I talked to us about this in the last podcast. What? But a couple called in. Sorry if it's a repeat. I don't know if I told Sean or if I told the podcast. A couple was calling in, and they were just talking about different things, about anniversary. They were going to Vegas. They were having their 20th year anniversary going to Vegas. And they thought that they would go see Adele, but the tickets were outrageous. The cheapest ticket was like $1,500, they said, for the weekend they were going. So they said, no, they're not going to do that. They were going to do other things. Well, I guess Luke Bryan's wife, they listened to Bobby Bones' podcast, and I think her name's Carolyn, and she called Bobby Bones back and said, I want to buy this couple that's going there for their 20th anniversary, these Adele tickets. She bought them two tickets, and she didn't buy the cheap $1,500. She bought them $4,000 tickets each. She spent $8,000 to send this couple.
You don't think she had connections?
Well, I don't know. Even if she did, the tickets he got on his phone were $4,000 each.
Wow.
So they were like, oh my gosh, they actually got tickets, and they were so
jealous.
And they were like in the front row, and they got to see Adele.
That's literally like, that is the one person. If I never went to a concert ever again, and I could only go to one more in my entire life, it would be Adele.
We're gonna have to go.
I know.
Or you're going to have to go, because I wouldn't pay that outrageous amount. I do love her, but I can't imagine anybody being worth all that. But yeah, so $8,000 she did. Kudos and shout outs to her.
Well, that's what we were talking about. When we were talking about the Taylor Swift
concert. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You guys talked about that, I think, on the podcast, too, or somewhere.
Yeah, and like tickets are expensive nowadays, and that was never the case. I went to the Sam Smith. Granted, I got nosebleeds, and I bought them like the day before, the day of. It was like $40. And it was still a great, phenomenal concert. I wasn't, like, terribly far away. I don't know. Concert tickets are outrageous now, which is crazy.
Yeah. All right. The only other thing we're talking about is, like, World Cheer. Cheer. Let's see. I went to Indy. I drove to Indy.
You were at a decent amount of competitions. Atlanta. For me not competing, yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone loves when you're around, so it works out.
Oh, that's nice. I just still, even though you're not cheering, I still like, that was our girls' weekends.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to miss out on those. Yeah, so the only thing we have left, you have one tomorrow, but that's a little one. And
yeah, it's
then
a local I just one this feel weekend, so much better going to that one. Being at home finally. Like, that was the other thing. Like, going into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, I was still just, like, drained.
You were exhausted from the Alex Earl thing, so then Nashville
and
wasn't
just,
as
I had, like,
you
six
just,
weekends back to, like, I was
so,
so
was
over it.
The timing
it.
As well.
And very that. I was so over it. Like, I've literally gone so many back-to-back, and it feels so good. Even though I'm not technically even going to be home this weekend, but it's, like, by choice, I get to finally do something fun. And, yeah, like, be home for most of the weekend. Like, finally. So.
And then you're off for almost a couple weeks.
Until Worlds, yeah. It's just practices and.
Schedule. Yeah.
That's it. Until Worlds.
Worlds. Woo-woo. We'll be at Worlds.
Which I can't wait until that schedule comes out, because I have no idea what to expect going into Worlds as a coach.
Yeah, and if anybody still needs hotels, Vacation Village, we have that. We post it. We have to post it again. Yeah, as a coach, it'll be weird for you.
So weird. So crazy. Like,
do you stay at the same hotel?
Yeah. I think, okay. Yeah, they just get, like, their normal room.
Coaches' rooms?
Yeah. But, like, I just did not expect competing at Worlds last year. If I would not have bet money. I would have bet money that, like, if anything, I would have been competing or I would have been a spectator. Like, I had no idea that I was going to be a coach the next year at Worlds.
There's still a very slight chance you might compete, or did you flush that down?
I don't think so. I just don't. Especially with being my first year coaching, like, I'm the type of person that if I'm going to do something and I give it my all, and I know I will not be able to give my all to coaching and being an athlete over the weekend, and that will stress me out
so
much. So
it'll be a last minute. If there's an emergency, you will fill in?
Guess if I absolutely have. Like, if I'm needed and they don't have another solution, I will do it. But I don't think, like, it would stress me out so much to have to balance both over the weekend, unfortunately. Okay. But it's just going to be so different. So stressful.
See?
As a coach for Worlds.
Isn't it crazy?
Oh, it's going to be absolutely insane.
You have to get your pink outfits ready.
And then, but then my season's not over because.
Oh, then we have All-Star
Yeah, then
Worlds?
I have All-Star Worlds 2 weeks
Do you
after.
Have Summit? No Summit
no,
at all.
No Summit. Which the only good thing is my birthday weekend is the weekend in between, and we have fun things planned the whole weekend, so I get to do.
It's kind of sad that I'm leaving Tuesday the 25th, and I won't get to see you on your birthday for once. Usually, birthday is
I know,
world.
So that's what I'm saying. At least I get
It'll be a big 25.
The weekend off for
2-5.
My birthday. I know that's insane.
Crazy. Century. Oh my gosh.
But then the weekend after that is also our Worlds, and then we go right into staff training, right into evaluations. But the good thing is our staff trip is after evaluations this year. So it's like we start the year and then we get a nice break before
Wait,
like
you start
everything.
Evaluations before your
Yeah.
How? Your season isn't even over barely.
Right, literally almost like right after we start.
Do they?
Because also our Worlds is so late. We always it's evaluations is starting almost
but
the same
Worlds
time it normally
so
does,
late.
But
Worlds is
early.
Is
All-Star Worlds is late.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
So yeah, it
I
goes
like
right
name.
Back into
All-Star
it. All-Star
Worlds.
Worlds, I agree. And unfortunately,
I don't know what to call it. I wasn't keen on Summit either, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, but. Yeah, I don't know. And then the house hunting and then everything else
oh,
is
yes,
going to get
we
crazy
started that. He didn't
soon.
Call me again today. But we're starting that process. Get the pre-approval again. And then
and
start
hopefully
house hunting.
For real this time.
And
get
also
it done.
We have to look at your businesses, things going on.
Yes.
So we got some stuff to do even after we're done here. Not much time.
Well, yeah, we've been chatting for almost 45 minutes. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think. Does everything off my list? I think we talked about everything on my list.
Look at that.
Wow.
Timed it out almost perfectly.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. I got to podcast with Lexi and talk about my fitness journey and things. And now I podcast with you and talk about cheer and everything else. Such a good mix.
All right. Well, I have about 40 minutes until I'm off to the gym again to go to practice because I am in the gym every single day except Easter from now until Worlds. So, yay, cheerleading.
Yee. I have another 5 days down here. Paul comes Sunday and then it's adult time.
But I'll take it. At least I'm home. The practices, it was just the traveling. The traveling really was, it was too much. on me. I was back never back wanted to be back. On a plane ride again for a while. So
5-hour flight to Vegas. On that was Friday, that come really back on I think is Sunday what did it. Is awful.
I think that was what put me over the
absolutely
edge.
Absolutely awful. You have to stay in Vegas if you're doing that.
All right. Well.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's still listening.
Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed this
random little chatty episode, but. These are always fun because it's just like break I love when normal. Yeah, when there's no structure, we don't have to worry about anything. It's like, let's just talk. That's kind of why this whole podcast started anyway. So back to our roots, just chatting it up with the Fuller Girls
and their mother.
Well, you're part of the Fuller Girls. I didn't say sisters.
I guess I guess by marriage divorce I'm still
yeah it's still girl. Your last name legally it's fine.
I know.
So hope you enjoyed this episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.
See ya.